Hello? Hello, is somebody out there? Can you hear me? You can. You can hear me. I can. Oh my goodness, it's the first time. God, I don't know how long it's been I've been trapped in this mirror, but you're the first person who can see me. I don't know. Lord, I'm sorry, this must be really upsetting. I know it's kind of weird to come across somebody in your mirror, and can you see me? Oh, you can't. Well, that's gotta be even creepier. No, don't touch the mirror. It's really, really heavy. No, I just don't want you to get hurt. Look, I promise it's not some weird camera thing that you guys have. I saw you watching that TV show about the spy cameras and stuff. No, that's not what this is. It's just, I don't know. This is gonna sound crazy. I'm kind of stuck in here. I don't know what happened, but, from what I gather, I'm guessing I'm probably not alive anymore. I don't know exactly how I got here. I just remember that I was riding my bike and I was crossing the street and there was a big horn, like, and then boom. And then I woke up and I'm in this place and, you can't see. It's like your room, but empty. There's nothing here. And so I'm stuck. Well, no, I know this sounds crazy, Lord. I don't know how I got here, but I promise I haven't been doing anything weird. And I always look away when you're changing. I'll just put that out there. It's just, I was a little sad. This is gonna sound creepy no matter how I say it, but, you're amazing. Out of everybody who's lived in this apartment over the years, I think you're the best person. No, I mean, like, objectively good. Like, I saw the way you helped the neighbor lady the other day, and, it's really cute when you cry watching the sad movies. No, I promise I'm not making fun of you. It's really adorable. And, I just noticed you've been down lately. Like, is everything okay? Mm-hmm. Well, I heard you talking on the phone the other day, and, I guessed it must be something like that, but I can't see everything from the mirror, and some things are just too far away to see, so I wouldn't know for sure, but I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know who they are, and I don't know their side of the story, but from what I've seen of you, you're really kind. You're a really great listener. You know, when you saw the lady struggling with her bags the other day, like, I couldn't see it, but I could hear it. I heard her struggling up the stairs, and you came along and you helped her, and you stayed for a while, and you chatted with her outside her door, and that was really sweet. You didn't have to do that, but you did, and it was amazing. And I heard you talking to your friend on the phone the other night. You didn't have to do that either, but it seemed like a really long conversation, but it seemed like they were really comforted after, and I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. that's it. I just noticed you haven't been smiling as much anymore, and I see you bringing that paper over every day to the mirror, but you can't quite seem to read it. I don't know what it is. Oh, thank you. Thank you for holding it up. Oh, affirmations. Yeah, the last person who lived here kind of tried that for a while, and I think it really helped them. They didn't have to do it every day, but after a while it seemed to really perk up their mood, and from some of the TV shows that you guys have watched, it looked really nice. Like, it seems to help a lot of people. Why can't you try them? You don't feel worthy of them. Why not? You're amazing. Hey, come back here. No. You come back here. Bring that paper back here. Hold it up, please. Hold it up so I can see it. I'm gonna read them and you're gonna say them after me. Yes, we're doing this today. A little bit higher, please. Oh, that's perfect. Thank you. Now, I'll say them first, and then you say them, okay? We'll do it together. I promise it's not so bad. So here's the first one. I believe in me. Come on, with a little more feeling. I believe in me. I acknowledge my self-worth. My confidence is soaring. I am not my mistakes. I accept myself unconditionally. I accept you too. I am proud of myself and all that I have accomplished. I am successful. I am a beautiful person. Yes, you are. I deserve love, compassion, and empathy. I am enough. I believe in the person I dream of becoming. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? These ones are really nice. And to be honest, look, these aren't things that I wouldn't say to you. I've seen how hard you work. I've seen how sweet you are. There's no way to say this without sounding creepy, but you know how some people, they're only nice or they're only good when they think people are watching, but that's not you. I've seen you, and as creepy as that is, you're nice even when there's nobody watching. I'm sorry, this must be so weird with some random voice coming out of your mirror, but I just want you to know that I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're doing this, taking this little time for yourself. And I'm here for you. Oh, I'm sorry, are they calling? Yeah, you did. Well, I heard you talking to them earlier and they mentioned they were coming, but No, look, it's fine. It was great talking to you, and I don't know how this works. I don't know why it's working now, but I'm really glad we got to talk. And hey, next time you're going to do these by yourself, okay? And if you can, I'll be here to help you. I'll always be here. Yeah, you have a good day. Goodbye.